Now, we haven't even talked about the best thing about these clubs. You can't go wrong with it. Price point.
Yep. $399.99.
Again, for $399, I would say if you're truly trying to not hurt your wallet, you can't overlook Tour Edge. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell people this all the time. You'd be better off getting a brand new Tour Edge than buying a used driver from 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the, you know, most anticipated one we've done so far, because this is, I would say, it's the most underrated driver in all of golf right now.
Yeah, so you're opening up most underrated driver.
Correct.
In golf.
Yep, I'm willing to put my neck on the line for that.
What are we talking about today?
The new Exotic C Series, the 725 and the E Series 725.
So who makes Exotics?
Tour Edge. Yeah. Chicago.
Yep, so obviously a brand that not a lot of people know about
or realize that's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Most obviously notably known for being on the senior tour and the bags of players like Bernhard Langer, Scott McCarron. I mean, the list goes on from there.
Little Bo Jackson for you Bo Jackson fans.
Yep. And then obviously Tour Edge is also a big supporter of fitting studios like us. So, you know, you don't really see them in the big box stores, but, you know, your local fit stores that offer fittings, custom club sales, you usually will find them there.
Yeah.
And obviously the big thing with Tour Edge is they specifically design their clubs for the golfer, yep. Right? The normal golfer, the weekend warrior.
They're not chasing the Rory McIlroys.
No.
They could. No. We've seen it.
And that's the cool thing about the company. So specifically today, we're talking about the driver. Now, Exotics is part of more of their performance line of clubs. They also offer their Hot Launch series, which is their max forgiveness.
Kind of like beginners.
Yeah, beginner game improvement. It's like a, I always say like the Hot Launch is a step above like a beginner complete set.
Yeah, especially with the quality and the lifetime guarantee.
And then, obviously, once you get into the Exotics line, they introduce, you know, carbon, more of that kind of overall OEM-known materials that everybody's making their clubs out of. So, really important stuff. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the technology before we get into the numbers of it.
Yeah, so what's the E and C stand for?
E stands for everybody, and then the C stands for competition.
So what could we assume by that?
Hmm?
What can we assume by those two names? Which head's going to be more forgiving?
The E.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Yep, everybody. So the E's a 10K head. Obviously, that has been the biggest catch.
Is it the first year they've done 10K?
No, they've had 10K in the past.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time I think they've made it a catchphrase since everybody else is using it. Because that's obviously been a big marketing term the last 2 years, is everybody's trying to get to 10K. Even though it's been around since 2016, but who's counting? So we've got the E-Series, which is going to be the driver that fits, I would say, probably 50 to 60% of the players that we fit on a day-in, day-out basis, available in a 9-degree, 10.5, and 12. Both drivers do feature an adjustable rear track weight system. So we've got the options of draw, neutral, and fade. So kind of the same thing that we see with, like, the new Elite driver. And then both have that ridge back, which is a brace system going all the way around the back of the crown. And speaking of the crown, we've got that carbon fiber. I like to kind of tell everybody, when we break these drivers down and you were to take the logos off and talk about just the tech, we've got a carbon crown. So out of 7 manufacturers, they match up. We've got a front and the C head. We've got a front weight to knock that spin and launch down with a back rear adjustable weight. So LS from TaylorMade, Triple Diamond Callaway, Ping LST, and then an E head, because it's the more forgiving head. little catch. We've only got the rear weight. And the reason why is to get that MOI to that 10K, they put the weight as far back as they could.
Yeah, overall stability.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're shooting for, and that's kind of what we see in fittings. Now, the biggest thing that I would say is you took all the logos off of it. I mean, just with how they did their crown and then the overall construction, it's essentially like a two-piece construction. Mm-hmm. It looks a lot like a Cobra. It looks like, obviously, the matte makes it.
Yeah, the matte finish looks awesome.
Matte finish, which they've done in the past few years or past few iterations. But and then the biggest thing for the E specifically is face angle. It does not set up shut.
Yeah, which is very rare for a game improvement max forgiving driver. Mm-hmm. You know, and the E is the 460 and the C is the 450. So obviously a little bit of size difference there too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the cool thing is that, and what we've seen in the fitting so far with this is that with today, it's like every year we're adding more into our fitting base. So it's like in that hour that we do a driver fitting, we're sitting there cycling through driver heads and, you know, you allow somebody to hit this and they hit it well. And then you go back through and you ask them, hey, what three felt the best? They point out to it and then they don't even know the brand. It's the same reaction every single time. I really like that one. Well, that one's a Tour Edge. What's Tour Edge?
Yeah, who's that?
And that's the biggest thing, especially with us, which like that's kind of what we talked about with the My Golf Spy. We let the fitting results kind of do the talking there. This driver has been performing really well in the Bay this year. Now, my biggest thing about Tour Edge in the past has been the acoustics, the sound. I mean,
they've been loud.
They have been loud. Like not quite Nike Sasquatch loud, but definitely, definitely loud. And these newer models, it's a much more muted sound. It's still there. The sound's still there. It's not like a Callaway to where there's almost nothing. But I think overall, I mean, looks, sound, I would say the feel isn't 100% there, but the performance makes up for that. It's been working really, really well in the Bay.
Yeah, I think what's kind of interesting is Callaway, you know, they talk about the AI smart face. On the front of all the Tour Edge drivers, you'll see this little diamond face logo. This is something they've done for 3D. A couple of years now. Obviously, this year they're calling it 3D. So I thought what was cool is I printed out the spec sheet because this is something I didn't even realize is there's 61 individual diamond shapes behind the face. So what they've seen is with the ridge back, which is like the internal like rib structure, kind of like what Jailbreak used to be, I guess, but theirs is on the back end of the driver. That diamond face is getting rid of a lot of deflection that you would normally see on a toe strike or heel strike. So I really feel like they should, in my opinion, they should really market that because obviously we saw a very successful marketing campaign with Callaway. People are asking about AI smart face.
Yeah.
I think that's something that might be overlooked with this club. Because we've sold a ton of them, and I didn't realize it was 61 individual slots. I thought it was just one singular face.
Yeah, I mean, we've had and you brought up the marketing thing. I think it's like a little bit of a double-edged sword, but what's made Tour Edge so cool is like they don't rely solely on marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, they truly want people to hit it first before they try to tell you what it's going to do. And I mean, I've had people that started with Hot Launch and are gotten exotic and then upgraded to the exotic series and then have come in and like they've been Tour Edge loyalists. That's how well, you know, the kind of progression of the lines within the company have performed. So that's the main reason why a lot of people haven't heard about them is Tour Edge will be the first to tell you, like, we're not going to go spend millions into marketing.
I like to call it they stay in their lane.
For sure.
Like, and they're very vocal about that.
You see their commercials when the senior tour's on, Champions tour's on.
They're not chasing, again, these young guys that want millions of dollars. If they want to play the, like, Exotics before Tour Edge bought them was actually one of the most played fairway woods on the PGA Tour.
I mean,
kind of pre-PXG price point.
Everybody loved the Exotics. I don't remember the model, but it had, like, the wave back. What did they call that? I can't think of it, but the fairway wood head was, like, maybe the size of an apple. And then I remember that little like ridge thing they had in the back.
It was like kind of XG or something like that.
I had one. It was a rocket ship. I mean, they were known as making that titanium
rocket launcher three wood.
Now we haven't even talked about the best thing about these clubs, right? We've said the performance. We've said what makes Tour Edge great. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. Price point.
Yep. $399.99.
Yep, for both heads, right?
Correct, and that's custom fit. So, I think the one thing that really gets missed quite a bit with their product has been their shaft selections. They're not using proprietary shafts. So this year, obviously, Hazardous Gin Black.
No, that's why we brought it in.
If you want to bring your driver in to any local shop and they order the shaft through Project X, you know the shaft by itself retails for $319.99. And then you got to put a $30 tip on it or $40 tip, depending on the brand, then a grip. So you're already at $400 with tax for just reshafting your club.
Yeah.
And you can get this or the Denali or the Cypher at no charge with the driver at $399.
And the Tensies, I believe.
Yep. The AV blue and AV white.
So not the 1Ks, but the. So again, for $399, you're essentially getting a $300 shaft. And we'll look at the numbers here in a sec. I would say if you're truly trying to not hurt your wallet, you can't overlook Tour Edge. Mm-hmm. Like I tell people this all the time. You'd be better off getting a brand new Tour Edge than buying a used driver from 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because most used drivers that you get, like if you go try to buy the Sim or even the old Callaway Paradigm, they're still almost $400.
That, and you don't know what's been done to it or how long it's going to last.
Correct.
With these, they have the lifetime warranty. So if it breaks under normal playing conditions, so not snapping it over your knee, like if something structural breaks, they take care of it. No questions asked. Yeah. You just pay shipping.
Let's look at the numbers here. I hit this exact setup. I hit the fifth gen, the hazardous black fifth gen, 66.5. Both 9-degree heads. I didn't do anything to the hosel. So we could see here with the E-Series, I kid you not, I had to pull Kyle in the bay. This thing was on a string.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't giving it the business, but like I was just golf course swings. I mean,
giving it the business,
Yeah.
Can we go into detail on what that means?
I wasn't swinging out of my shoes, but, I wanted to give this a fair shake. So if I'm hitting it all over the face that, you know, but, we can see here, I averaged 3 yards left with the E-head. It was like a tight little draw every single swing. And for 110 club speed, I think it was, or 108 to get 160 ball speed, you know what we call that? Efficient. I mean, 2,600 average spin, 12 degrees of launch, 100 feet apex, 275, 296. I mean, that's those numbers you can't go wrong with. And usually when I hit these clubs, that spins easily in the 3,000s.
Yeah, especially the 10K heads because they're typically spinny, which is part of the whole niche is you're going to hit every fairway with it.
Mm-hmm. And then funny enough, I went down and when I hit the C head, which I thought already was probably going to look better to me, I like the look of the E head a little bit more, just that more elongated shape. Ball speed jumped up a little bit. Dispersion got a little bit wider, but we saw that spin come down 500 RPM. So that forward weight did what it's supposed to do.
You have 11 yards of carry gain too.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all in all, I have not hit these yet this year. I've just seen it. Other people hit it in fittings. I was really surprised. And, if you look here, the dispersion is quite ridiculous. Obviously a little bit less spin. So with that draw, the lower you spin it with that draw, the more it's going to curve. So the green is the C head. I hit it a little bit more left, but again, right now, and I'll probably say it's a little bit testament to my elite. I'm hitting it straight. And so I was actually quite surprised to not see that wipey cut. I usually hit, I was able to hit these solid, start them in front of me and draw them a little bit. I mean, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong either way.
Yeah, and just kind of like we talked about last week, you know, we'll refer to my golf spy because they also do a most forgiving driver, and the Alkalade this year went to the Exotics E-Series.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that also speaks to a testament as well. Mm-hmm. Across 39 drivers tested, it was the most forgiving.
Yeah. I mean, you see there, Mike, my strike location was low on the face, and this is with the E-head, and that ball was still going – dead straight and wasn't super spinny. I was using a lower tee. So like, and also with, depending on where you put the dots with the GC quad, sometimes it reads it a little lower than what it actually was. And then you can see with the C head, hit it a little bit more center. So you got a little bit more speed out of it. I mean, I was able to hit one and get 164 ball speed out of it. So I had no complaints on my side. I mean, super easy to hit. I honestly was kind of not looking forward to hitting them because I was like, I don't want to do this driver a disservice. But hey, you know, Tour Edge tells us these drivers are for everybody, so it should work for me.
Yep.
It's not like I need that low spin 440 cc head. So all in all, I mean, I can't say more about it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been big Torres fans because it's kind of the one brand that actually supports the golfer that plays their product. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to price gouge them, and they're not worried about marketing. So
lifetime warranty on them, too. So if anything happened to it,
you're covered.
And I should say limited.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't break your driver. But anything else you want to add to it?
No. I mean, biggest thing is get fit. I mean, you'd be shocked. I'm not afraid to throw this against some $700, $800 driver combinations with Ventus. And, I mean, that's what's crazy is, let's say you do want the high-end shaft, this head with the Ventus is $629.99.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that with one of the other brands, you're $1,000.
Yep.
So you could really customize this club and still stay in a budget-friendly aspect. So home run tour edge for that.
We have any show and tell? Cool. I like Adam Young's stuff. He always puts people's brains in a blender.
Yes. So it says, the reason why golf is so hard is that when you hit a slice 35 yards right, you likely presented the face around 3 degrees open. That's all. Then you attempt to fix it and change the face by 5 degrees, and now it's in the left rough, 25 yards left.
This is everyone. I'm glad you brought this up because I say this story in every single one of my lessons. I can't tell you how many people come in and try to tell me they want to hit it straight. I'm like, it's impossible. And then you get people that are that watch YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube instruction. Essentially, what Adam's talking about is face always dictates where the ball goes, right? Curvature always comes from club face. Now, if your club path was perfectly zero, right? So everybody has launch monitors now. You can measure your path. If your path is zero and your face is 1 degree open or closed, that ball will move 14 yards. That's what the zero club path.
Yep.
Okay. Then we throw in the factors that rarely, like, that's why I say it all the time in lessons, zero is just as scary as 5 degrees out to in. Because it strictly just all relies on club face.
Yeah, and nobody really chases zero.
Correct. That's why, I kid you not, like, you watched the tour this week, which, like, Russell Henley's one of the best drivers of the ball. I mean, he won on tour this weekend. Colin Morikawa, Colin Morikawa is the most accurate driver of the ball.
Right now.
How much was that ball moving? Barely. Well, Colin Morikawa really moves.
Yeah, I was going to say with the cut, and then you took a look at Henley, and
it's just like a little tight draw. Right. So, like, a lot has to happen to hit the ball relatively straight. So, like, this is 100% like correct that a 3 degree open face, if your path is at least relatively neutral, maybe even a fraction end out, yeah, that ball is starting right and going right. Just like if you do the same thing and, you know, you shut the face 2 degrees with that, that's a start left and go left. So, that's why I always say it's trying to find that happy medium of a face-to-path relationship, right? I mean, I pretty much try to swing with my swing. I try to keep my club face 1 to 2 degrees open every single swing and use more of my path to dictate where I want the ball to curve. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I rarely ever draw the ball. And I would say right now with my golf swing and how I'm changing it, I'm slowly starting to see a little bit more draws, which I'm happy about. So, and that's just because my club face is never, it's never too open. And sometimes it's a fraction close. So I can go on about this all day. I heard another podcast talking about this. I didn't see this. Did you see it?
No.
What does private golf cost these days? How does $325,000 initiation fee sound? How about $30K a year? Here's a list breakdown of what clubs cost in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's quite insane. I'm not going to go through, but so we're going to go through some fees and dues. Yeah, I would say this is probably like for our listeners here in our area where golf is very limited because course closures and just access. A lot of people are thinking about shelling out a good bit of money to join a club just to be able to play, right? So obviously Dallas-Fort Worth has a lot more golf courses than us, so.
I'm just laughing at some of these prices.
Yeah, I've been in the golf industry for quite a while, so I understand the whole initiation fee to do structure, right? You kind of get what you pay for. Obviously, you have the most expensive in Dallas is the Vaquero Club. $325,000 initiation fee, monthly dues, $3,250.
So not a lot of Honda Civics are being driven there, probably.
Type R, J-Spec, maybe.
Maybe. for you car guys out there, you'll understand that.
Yep. I would say is the clubs at the top of this list, which I know like Bent Tree's a great club. Shady Oaks is an awesome spot. You have Dallas Country Club. Where's
Trinity Forest over here?
Yeah. I mean, I would say... now, a lot of people don't realize this. There's a difference between country club and golf club. Country club has full aspect, usually has, you know, pool, things like that. More amenities for an entire family structure. Golf clubs are pure golf clubs, right? You show up, locker room, golf. Essentially like Eagle Point.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised to see, like, some of the prices of these country clubs. But you get into the golf clubs over here, like Dallas National, Merido. Merido's awesome spot. TPC Craig Ranch, I can't, like, that place is, that $80,000 initiation fee for that.
It's such a, I think it's kind of a tougher conversation to really bring up because it's kind of like pulling a privilege aspect a little bit. Most people don't understand that some of these facilities, if you take away the golf for a second and just talk about how much maintenance spends on chemicals, upkeep of the course to keep it in that pristine condition, it would shock people how much that actually costs, period.
Oh, no, like, yeah. These in this situation right here, obviously, if you look at the top end in the golf clubs, right, where you're shelling out close to over 100 grand initiation fee, you're not spending that if you don't have it.
Correct.
Right. And like, you know what you're getting. You're getting all the bells and whistles, and the conditions are going to be mint. Like, it's a different tier of golf. It's 100% just,
it's like playing a tournament,
you know,
every day.
Yeah. Which, like, I would say kind of, if we look at the bottom of the list, like the 30,000 initiation fee, that's kind of like similar to some of the clubs here in our area. Right. Which, like, can still a lot of money, but, you're not going to get, like, if you're spending that kind of money and expecting the conditions of the hundreds, yeah, thousands initiation fee, it's just, it's a swing that I would say is, you know what, you get what you pay for.
It's kind of like going to McDonald's and asking for an A5 Wagyu steak, right? It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to be realistic.
Yeah. Now I will say, like,
and this you don't get back.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't matter
now,
if there's a wait list.
I will say it depends, right? Because sometimes what a lot of these lists don't show you is what are you, is your membership an equity membership or not? So sometimes, yes, if you do kind of sell your membership, there's a way of getting it back. But I mean, most clubs, especially if you're spending that much money, they usually do like quarterly, which I know that's still a lot. I mean, they pulled the monthly because they just divided it. But I can't imagine shelling out $3,000 a month for a membership. I mean, but hey, if you got it, you got it. Good on you, man. Yep. Invite me out to play. But
no. It's like the Dave Ramsey meme. You can't spend it when you're dead.
Nah, well, yep.
We're not financial advisors.
Yep.
Legal disclaimer.
No, I mean, this is pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of cool clubs on this list that I would love to go to Texas and play. So.
Oh, yeah. I think this will be the thing that gets the comment section either really heated.
Yeah.
Or
200,000 initiation for Trinity Force. That's a lot, but they have some insane facilities out there.
Makes Muni sound way more enticing for us.
I give me a good Muni every single day of the week. And
$42.
Hey, walking's cheaper.
Well, awesome. Right. Well, if you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on those push bell notifications, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Peace.